So what did you think of Father?
I liked your father, and I'm glad I got to meet him. Why, he seems so fine and brave. He ought to become a soldier.
Teddy Platt, he is a very fine and brave sailor, and that's what he will remain.
Oh, looks like a lamb escaped.
Must be Farmer Green's.
Must be. Look, there's a hole in his fence.
Oh, and two more sheep over there. I must say, I'm rather pleased about it. Farmer Green is horrid. He's mean to everyone. Remember, he tied us up to that tree and left us.
That's a day I'll never forget. I suppose I'm also a little glad his sheep are escaping.
Only wish I could see his face when he looks into his pasture and sees they're all gone.
We should round up the sheep and return them.
But you just said...
I know what I just said, but that was bully talking, and it's not right. The right thing to do is get his sheep back in his pasture.
And remember the last time you wanted to do something right for Mr. Green? It got us in a heap of trouble.
Well, I'm still going to do what my captain commands, and that means loving everyone, even Mr. Green.
Do what you must, but I'm going home. Goodbye, Teddy!
Come on, you. Get in this way. You there, come along. No, come back here. Gotcha. You're a slippery fellow. Stop being so stubborn. Get over here.
Hey, what's going on here?
Mr. Green, I was just getting...
That's that Platt boy again. You... Vagabond, you're always causing mischief, and now you're stealing my sheep.
No, sir, I was just trying to drive them back through the hole in the fence. Look, that's where they broke through.
Likely story. I'm sure you put that hole there yourself.
I never tell a lie, and you're a
what, you little scoundrel?
Bully was going to say that you were a liar yourself. But I stopped him just in time.
I do believe you've been out in the sun too long. Truly, if the sheep had escaped from their pasture, as you say, what business is that of yours?
I wanted to be good to you. I'm sorry that I tied you up that day. Dreadfully sorry. And I've got to love you.
What?
So I thought it would be a good plan to send your sheep back to their pasture.
You've got to love me? When did I ask you for any of that, young fella, Milan?
I don't suppose you want me to, but it's really not your choice. I've got to do it because my captain commands it. Sorry.
Oh, you're a strange lad indeed. Do you speak gibberish?
Oh, do you think you could manage to forgive me for that terrible day at the river and let us shake hands on it? It would make it easier for me to love you if you could.
You come into the house with me, and I'll see what the missus has to say to you. Marianne, here's a scamp from the village come to see you. Keep him here till I come back. I'm after some stray sheep.
I can help you.
No, you're staying right here.
Looks as if you're about to get your just desserts, son.
No, thank you, Mum. I'm not hungry.
I'm not talking about what you eat. I'm talking about what you've got coming to you. You know, it took Mr. Green almost a week to settle down after you tied him to that tree.
And I'm dreadfully sorry about that.
Your poor mother. She's been through enough already without all this mischief of yours.
I haven't been in mischief. Really, I haven't. I'm very well acquainted with mischief, Mum, and this isn't it. I was only trying to put the sheep back in their pasture. I don't know why people don't believe me. What do you think Mr. Green will do?
You never know with him. He isn't fond of people messing with his sheep. I wouldn't be surprised if he sharpened a switch after he gets them all rounded up.
What does Farmer Green like best in the world?
What kind of question's that?
Just curious.
Well, probably gooseberry pudding. Now, do you have any more curious questions?
No, Mum. That's it.
I hope you aren't thinking up more tricks to play on Mr. Green. He has quite the temper, as I'm sure you're aware.
Oh, yes, Mum. I'm very much aware. What's that you're knitting?
A scarf for my niece.
Would you like me to help you? Mother always lets me hold the yarn.
No, I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Would you like me to set the table for lunch?
How about you sit and not say a word?
That's the hardest task of all.
Well, Marianne, this youngster says he's on the track to reforming himself. Do you believe it?
He's been able to sit without saying a word for 20 minutes, so that's something. But I don't have much faith in young boys. They're always up to something.
I'd have to agree with Mrs. Green. You're still a mischief maker. But I believe I'll give you the benefit of the doubt concerning my sheep.
Oh, thank you, sir. Do you forgive me for tying you up with your fishing line?
Here's my hand on it. I may be a fool for believing you, but if you are sorry for the past, I won't be the one to rake it up.
You won't regret it.
Run along now. You've made your peace with me.
Mother! Mother!
What is it, Teddy?
I need you to help me make a gooseberry pudding. I'm going out to pick the gooseberries now.
Why do you need a gooseberry pudding so urgently?
Because Farmer Green forgave me, and I need to keep trying to love him while it's still easy to do so. Will you please help?
I will. Go and pick the gooseberries.
Thank you, Mother. He forgave me. He really forgave me.